Gaza, Gaza, an eye for an eye in Senegal's Wolof language. It is a rallying call made by opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to his supporters. Sonko says he's being held against his will at his residence. We try to visit him, but police won't allow us to film or let us in. From his home, he sends this message.
I call for a national surge, a national resistance movement, in accordance with our constitution, to face Macky Sall.
The government says it's maintaining law and order, days ahead of a verdict in a trial where Sonko is accused of rape. If found guilty, he will not be able to run in the February 2024 presidential elections.
We are demonstrating because this is an attempt to eliminate our candidate. We are protesting for democracy in Senegal. We are demonstrating against the restrictions on individual and collective liberties.
Demonstrators are targeting homes of ministers, foreign-owned supermarkets, and petrol stations.
Demonstrators are intentionally targeting petrol stations. It's become a symbol since the discovery of oil and gas, because whoever becomes president in February 2024 will be in charge of this enormous resource that's promising billions of dollars in revenue.
President Sall won't say if he will attempt to run for a third term. Critics argue that that would be unconstitutional, and this is exacerbating political tensions.
The violence, the fighting, and political field is almost in ruins. It feels like the tensions are rising and escalating, and it seems that the oil and gas is becoming a curse for Senegal.
Senegal's civil society denounced both the government and the political opposition for the violence and instability, with their fight over power spilling on the streets ahead of a presidential election still 8 months away. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.